Sports Report.
Kim, let's begin with boxing's Pac-Man.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
Filipino star Manny Pacquiao says his fight on April 9th against American Timothy Bradley, the third bout between the two men, will be his goodbye to boxing.
I'm so happy hanging my gloves after this fight because of what I have done. You know, it's, I feel, I'm sure I'm, I will feel sad after that, but, you know, that's life. Not all the time you're keep on fighting. Not in the time, all the time is you're in the ring, but it's time, I think.
The 37-year-old Pacquiao has won world titles in 8 different weight divisions. He spoke in Los Angeles, California, where he and Bradley began promoting their fight. Bradley won their first encounter in 2012 by a controversial 12-round split decision. Pacquiao dominated their rematch in 2014, winning a 12-round unanimous decision. Bradley says he's confident of winning their third fight.
Knowing what I know, being 24 rounds with him, knowing Manny Pacquiao, he's not King Kong. I feel that, honestly, that this is my time. I'm going to win this fight April 9th.
Meanwhile, our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moueta, is putting his money on Bradley to win.
Well, in the fight game, Sonny, this is what we call a rubber match. The first fight, Timothy Bradley won by controversial split decision. That was in 2012. In 2014, Pacman won unanimous decision. So now we're going into April 9th at the MGM Grand Casino. The boxing world, everybody said, oh, this is a terrible fight. Why do we want to see this? We know who won the last two. Why do we have to go to the third fight? But don't forget, Timothy Bradley has a new trainer in Teddy Atlas. And in November of last year, he destroyed Brandon Reyes. So it depends on what Manny Pacquiao will do. Mind you, he's coming back from shoulder injury. And he will start training right here in Hollywood in the month of February. And when you come back and do the Hollywood shuffle with all the celebrities, your mind will not be on the fight because you think it's going to be an easy fight. I see the first big upset of the year when he takes on Bradley April 9th. If he comes here and do the Hollywood thing with a bad shoulder, I don't see him able to get up for it. He's 37 years old now, Sonny. And he believes it's an easy fight. All the fans believe it's an easy fight. Why do we have to put up with this terrible fight? He's beating Timothy Bradley twice. Why do we have to pay for it? We're not going to pay for it. We don't care about this fight. We don't want to see this fight. But I'm telling you now, Sonny, this may be the first upset of 2016. I'll put my money on Bradley.
Take it to the bank, VOA boxing fans. Nnamdi Hollywood Moueta is putting his money on Timothy Bradley to beat Manny Pacquiao April 9th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Host Rwanda beat Gabon Wednesday 2-1 in the capital, Kigali, to book a place in the quarterfinals at the African Nations Championship Football Tournament, also called CHAN. 24-year-old striker Ernest Segura, who's based in the capital with the club AS Kigali, was the man of the match for the Wasps of Rwanda. Ernest found the net shortly before halftime, and he bagged another goal a few moments after the break. Aaron Bupenza pulled one back for Gabon in the 53rd minute. The Gabonese played most of the second half with 10 men after Tchen Kabi was sent off for a second yellow card. The victory gives Rwanda the maximum 6 points in Group A after they beat Ivory Coast 1-0 in the opening match of the tournament January 16th. Morocco is playing Ivory Coast in Wednesday's second match. In Tuesday's Group D matches, played in Gisenyi, Rwanda, Zambia edged neighbor Zimbabwe 1-0, and Mali and Uganda played to a 2-2 draw. Meanwhile, with this CHAN tournament now in its 5th day of competition, our African football guru David Legg is giving Rwandan officials high marks for organization.
Yeah, I'm proud to say, Sonny, that our predictions of the sunny side of sport of a week ago have certainly come true. We said that this was going to be a well-organized, well-attended tournament, and that's exactly what's happened. There was not a spare space in the Amahoro Stadium for the opening doubleheader. That's a 13,000 capacity stadium. And the president of Rwanda, Paul Kagame, who I think has taken a very personal hand in the organization of this tournament, he will have been very pleased. I have seldom heard such cheering for a head of state when he came down from the stand to meet the Rwandan and Ivorian players. A very warm welcome indeed. For a man who's really turned that country around, very sad background to Rwanda. Back in 1994, a genocide, hundreds of thousands of people killed. And it's quite clear to me that the wounds are being slowly but surely healed. This is a country with a high domestic growth. And it looks to me that, Sonny, whereas a lot of people in Africa do a lot of talking, in Rwanda, the key word is action. They just get on with the job. On to Butare on Sunday, this university city in the south of the country, a 10,000 capacity stadium, and it was packed. A lot of the spectators came from the Democratic Republic of Congo, from Goma in particular. And according to reports, it's about a four-hour drive, and it shows you the interest in this CHAN tournament, that literally thousands of Congolese were prepared to make that journey into Rwanda to watch their team play. On to Monday, Sonny, the Stade du Kigali. Again, the same story, a very healthy attendance. A lot of Rwandans turning up and looking at the faces of these spectators. They're enjoying themselves and they're having a ball. The atmosphere is very pleasant. There's no aggression whatsoever. So far, Sonny, it's a big thumbs up for Rwanda. They're doing a superb job. And the stakes are high because I believe if they do succeed with the organization of this CHAN competition, that the Africa Cup of Nations, the big one, the showpiece of African football, will beckon. Now, it's going to be some time in the future because Gabon will hold the 2017 Cup of Nations, Cameroon 2019, Ivory Coast 2021, and even Guinea, they're slotted in for 2023. So the next available Cup of Nations is 2025. East Africa has not hosted a Cup of Nations since 1976 when Ethiopia hosted what was then an eight-nation tournament. So East Africa are long overdue. Now, Rwanda have successfully held the African Under-17 Championship, the African Under-20 Championship. I think they're well on their way to successfully hosting the CHAN. So come 2025, if Rwanda are interested, and I believe they will be, don't be surprised, Sonny. It's a very long-range forecast if Rwanda becomes the Africa Cup of Nations hosts of that year. They're doing a superb job so far.
David, you're doing a superb job so far with your African football quizzes. Can you give us your latest one?
Yes, certainly, Sonny. Which club has qualified the most times to compete in the CAF Champions League, and that includes the former name of the competition? It was then known as the African Cup of Champions Clubs. So what we're talking about, Sonny, is way back to 1964 when this competition started. So it's between 1964 and 2015. Which club has qualified the most times to compete in the CAF Champions League?
2016 is a leap year, David, so we're going to set a deadline of Monday, February 29th, to get your entries in. David and I will now tell you where you can send your entries.
VOA! It's david.leg, and leg is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France Presse, .com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's david.leg, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com.
The Sunny Side of Sports welcomes your comments. You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sunny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports,
Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237.
So get your entries in by February 29th to David Legg's latest African football quiz. The first three people with correct answers will receive some of those delightful VOA goodies. On Thursday, the action at the 4th African Nations Championship football tournament will take place in Butare in Rwanda's southern province, and we'll have two matches in Group B. In the first game, Angola will go against the Democratic Republic of Congo, and that will be followed by a match between Cameroon and Ethiopia. The DR Congo and Cameroon top the group with 3 points each, although the Congolese are in first place based on goal difference. In the opening group matches Sunday, the DRC defeated Ethiopia 3-0, while Cameroon beat Angola 1-0. In National Basketball Association news, center Joakim Noah of the Chicago Bulls will be sidelined between 4 to 6 months after undergoing shoulder surgery. Noah is one of the NBA's top defenders. In fact, he was named the league's Defensive Player of the Year in 2014. The surgery repaired a dislocated left shoulder. Joakim Noah, by the way, is the son of the former French tennis great Yannick Noah. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Send me your tweets. Tweet, tweet, tweet. I'm VOA Sunny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to Yahaeus Wuhib and Kim Lewis.
Thank you.